From the newsroom at WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is Rob Hart. One person is dead, two others wounded in an overnight shooting on the Stevenson Expressway. Illinois State Police say it happened around 2:30 this morning on the inbound Stevenson near Cicero. No word on the victim's conditions. An elementary school teacher from the West Side has been arrested and charged with pushing a student. The Sun-Times says Myra Timms faces a misdemeanor count of battery for the alleged encounter at the Spencer Technology Academy in the Austin neighborhood. Another search is planned to look for a missing woman from South Chicago Heights. The family of Jessica Flores is asking for your help today as they continue to look for her. She was last seen in Gary in late February. Multiple people were wounded in an overnight shooting in downtown Carbondale. Happened around 10 o'clock last night in the 100 block of North Washington Street. At least two people were wounded. President Trump says he is strongly considering sending migrants to so-called sanctuary cities, just hours after the White House and Homeland Security officials said the idea had been discussed but quickly rejected. The president tweeted yesterday that the, quote, radical left always seems to have an open borders policy, so, quote, this should make them very happy. More than 70 British legislators are urging the government to make sure that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange faces Swedish justice if prosecutors there reopen a rape allegation against him. Lawmakers signed a letter yesterday asking the UK's Home Secretary to take action. Be sure to tune in to News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM anytime for up-to-date news, traffic, weather, sports, and business. Just ask Alexa to play WBBM News Radio.